James, you got out of that with a draw. I bet you, at one stage you didn't think that was going to happen.
No, we obviously got off to a reasonable start morning of day one, and then the game drifted away from us pretty quickly in that middle session. So I think the way we fought back there and with the bat and then to go out there and have them 180 for eight, I think showed a lot of fight, and we can take a lot of confidence from that.
It was a good 2 days for Hampshire, wasn't it?
Very good, yeah. The way the guys applied themselves with the bat to get past the follow-on right the way down to Mac and Woody putting on a good partnership there was good to see. And then, like I said, to come out with the ball and get them 180 for eight again was a great effort.
So the second innings didn't last long this morning. What were you expecting from Yorkshire at that stage?
I thought if they got us out early that they might try and get through the new ball and then put some runs on the board and have a crack at us. But I guess the wickets we took early probably halted their progress there, and we bought ourselves a bit more time. But again, I still thought they might have a little go at us in the evening.
So you were surprised maybe in the afternoon the way they played, certainly after lunch?
Yeah, I thought around 40 overs to go they might have had a crack at us. But they did spend 150 overs in the dirt, and if they thought the wicket was pretty flat, maybe it wasn't worth taking the energy out of their bowlers. They got another game coming up.
I guess it's fair to say it was a difficult 2 days. It must have been difficult for you captaining a side. I mean, was that difficult those first 2 days?
It's frustrating, yeah. I think the bowlers would be the first to admit we didn't get it right. But Johnny and Plunkett played really well there and took the game away from us. When you play against good teams, that can happen, but we've got to try and react a bit quicker and not let the game drift so far away, because we don't want to be fighting for 2 days like that to save a game. We want to be in a position where we can fight to try and win the game.
And the third day, you included, but the batting, we don't often see two centuries. The batting was struggled last year, but yesterday it was brilliant, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It's hard to go out and bat when the other team got 590 on the board, and you're back to save the game. But the way the guys applied themselves and kept concentrating right the way through was a great effort.
And how important was that 100 for you?
It's nice. I think any runs early season give you confidence going into the rest of the year. In the context of the game, that partnership with Slug was pretty vital. So it's good confidence going into the next couple of games, and nice to get some runs on the board early.
Because it seemed an innings of two halves, didn't it? The night before, you seemed to have to really graft hard, and yet maybe things a bit easier the next day.
Yeah, well, they bowled pretty well. Challenged me quite a lot to leave outside the off stump, but I thought that was the best bit of my batting, the way I left the ball. And then on any wicket, and the ball gets older, it gets easier and easier. So, the crucial bit was that first 50, 60 balls getting through that. And then once you're used to the conditions and the ball gets a bit older, the bowlers have got a few overs under their belt, things start to get a bit easier.
There's two or three sort of batsmen, isn't there, that have scored runs early season that you would say, are looking to stake a claim for England. Adam Lyth got 100 here. You've got Sam Robson, who's got lots of runs, and Ian Bell and that. And you were kind of, the one that needed to get the 100 to keep you up there. Did you feel like that?
Not really. I'm not really looking into that. I think it can affect you out in the middle. You don't want to be putting added pressure on you and thinking about stuff you can't control, really. I'll just go out, try and score runs for Hampshire and help us, hopefully try and win some matches.
And it must be equally as difficult captain aside there, where everybody seems to be dropping down like flies at the moment.
Yeah, not ideal. We just got a battle on. I think it showed a good fight from us. The fact we have had injuries in both matches and been a bowler down, so to come away with the draws is a very positive result.
It is. And is that how you would assess it? Two draws, is that a reasonable start?
Well, obviously we're going into the game trying to win, but the positions we found ourselves in, draws almost as good as a win. Like I said, we want to be in a position where we're fighting to win the game, not save the game, but having been behind in both games, to come out with good draws is as good as we could have hoped for.